Ever since George W. Bush visited Bob Jones University and was accused of sharing the anti-Catholic bias with which that university has been charged, candidates in the 2000 presidential election have scrambled for the so-called Catholic vote. But what exactly is the Catholic vote, and what does it mean to be a Catholic voter in the United States? Here to give us his historical response to that question is Matthew Redinger, professor of history at Montana State University in Billings, Montana.
What does it mean to be a Catholic voter in the United States? During this election year, some politicians appear convinced that denominational loyalty can be exploited for political gain. As political candidates strive to forge constituencies in preparation for November's elections, candidates across the political spectrum have tried to appeal to the so-called Catholic vote. Although politicians have seen Catholics as a political force in this century, a Catholic bloc vote simply does not exist. Throughout the 20th century, Catholics have proven far too diverse and sophisticated, both politically and socially, to constitute a cohesive bloc. In 1936, some Catholics tried to forge a voting bloc against Franklin Roosevelt because of his good neighbor policy towards Mexico. To American Catholics, the anti-clerical Mexican Revolution threatened their religion. Baltimore's Archbishop James Cardinal Curley used the Catholic vote in a carrot-and-stick effort to get Roosevelt to support a pro-Catholic agenda in Mexico. Curley assured Roosevelt that 30 million American Catholics were ready to vote either for the president or against him. Unfortunately for Curley, the Catholic bloc never materialized on election day. American Catholics were more concerned with the Depression than they were about international affairs. In this year's presidential campaigns, we see the resurrection of the threat or the promise of a Catholic voting bloc. In John McCain's run for the Republican nomination, he appealed for the Catholic vote against George Bush because of Bush's address at anti-Catholic Bob Jones University. Bush tried to defuse the issue by claiming that he did not support the school's anti-Catholic heritage, although he refused to distance himself from the institution until after he had won the South Carolina primary. McCain's tactics to attract Catholic support may have been new, but his goals were not. His campaign used a pre-recorded telephone message to paint Bush as anti-Catholic. This recalls the 1936 presidential campaign, when priests used the pulpit to apply that same paint to Roosevelt. These tactics then and now simply failed. In the 1930s, Catholics supported Roosevelt's effort to deal with the economic emergency of the Depression. Ironically, not economic crisis, but a distinct lack of economic problems is likely to prevent the formation of a Catholic bloc vote this year. Like most Americans, Catholics tend to be comfortable and therefore more willing to overlook lapses such as Bush's speech and late apology. Prosperity promises to lay an axe at the root of bloc mobilization as effectively as Depression did 65 years ago. This is a lesson today's politicians might well heed. Political candidates would be wise to remember that private interest groups have historically demonstrated incredible diversity. Forging a Catholic bloc vote didn't work in 1936, and it simply will not work in 2000.
You've been listening to Matthew Redinger, professor of history at Montana State University in Billings, Montana. Professor Redinger's op-ed comes to us courtesy of the History News Service.